In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Research from the ESRI into two cohorts from the Growing Up in Ireland survey has found that children who attend after-school clubs rather than being cared for by relatives have higher reading and vocabulary scores. Attending after-school is also associated with greater involvement in sports among the cohort of nine-year-olds studied. So does this mean that after-school is just better than being looked after by family members? Or is the picture a bit more nuanced? Stella O'Malley, psychotherapist and author of What Your Teen Is Trying to Tell You, is on the line. Stella, good morning.
Hi there.
Now, what did you make of this study? Because there's a lot going into what kids do after school. Resources of the parents, availability of the parents, availability of grandparents, all of these will impinge on what the outcome might be.
Yeah, there's a kind of a tendency that people presume professionalized childcare is arguably better because it progresses the child, and for example, maybe their reading is a little bit better. It's marginally better, but it's a little bit better. However, what I do think, and I'm not really pro it, because I think actually what we get when family and friends mind the children is a warmth that is very difficult to substitute. We all know the difference between your own atmosphere when you're at home versus at work. Children are the same in professionalized childcare settings versus at home or with their friends and family. However, I do think that the professional childcare facilities, they provide a more vigilant anti-phone or phone-free setting. And that is working better than when they're at home, either with the granny or, you know, with a friendly neighbor. You have to be active about making sure the child is phone-free.
So is that the key to this, that it's what the kids, how busy the kids are kept and how off-screen they are during these after-school periods? Is that the key to it?
Yeah, the stats show that if they are in childcare settings, they're more likely to take part in organised activities, more likely to be around their peers. When they're at home, they're less likely to be around their peers, more likely to be on devices. And so it seems to me that the differentiation is the devices. They creep in. They're so easily found at home. And it's very hard to be vigilant against, but we need to be.
So you could have two extremes at home. You could have a very active grandparent or maybe sister, maybe brother, whoever is there, or older siblings who actually have great crack with the kids. That's at one level. On the other level, you can picture maybe a grandparent sitting there watching back editions of Poirot or Loose Women on the telly while the kids are allowed to just look at their own screens.
And they'll be very quiet, the electronic babysitter. They'll be very quiet and it'll be a nice afternoon for everybody. And so it's very deceptive. And so the grandparents are like, wow, this is so quiet compared to when I was raising kids. Wow, this is great. And they don't realize the accumulation of that is actually a socially anxious child, a child who hasn't really kind of learned the quality of living life in real life and has gotten ever more involved in an online virtual reality, which is rarely satisfying but always compelling.
So the thing is that you maybe feel cozy and warm and all the rest of it while you're being looked after attentively or inattentively by a relative. Meanwhile, the other kid is building up resilience by interacting with the greater world.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yeah, and in the professional childcare settings, they have to, because they're being paid, they have to create activities. They have to create things for the children to do. They have to do the homework in an active way. And so there is benefit to that. But if we were more accustomed to realising that actually devices in childhood are intrinsically not appropriate, they should only be purposeful. If you're purposefully going on to do something, that's fine, but then you get off it. It's not this kind of always on, never off, vaguely with the device in your hand. If you're doing that, then it's negative for the child.
Now, it's also, I don't know how detailed this study is in terms of how it's controlled, but the idea that if you've got parents who have kids in after school, number one, they're probably better resourced than parents who can't afford to go to after school. And that might tell you something about the educational attainment of the parents, which might feed into numeracy and literacy at home anyway.
100%. Like, if you're going to go to work, you're probably more motivated to make sure, even to kind of combat your own feelings, to make sure that the child is benefiting from it. And so they'll push the childcare facilities to make sure that their homework is done. And so they should. They're paying for it. So when you're paying for a service, you can ask for things that you can't ask if it's granny. So there's no doubt intrinsic motivation there.
Yeah. Now, they talk about where it's more likely to happen. First of all, maternal employment is the strongest predictor of the use of after school centres and other forms of non-parental care. And the other thing is that in the countryside, it's more likely to be childminders. In the urban areas, it's going to be after school centres of activity.
Totally. And there's a different vibe in all of those places. And people choose very carefully. People really care about where their children go. And that creates a high standard among all the facilities. And people try to kind of maintain a kind of a world where the child is thriving. And so I think that's all to the good. I think it's great that the parents, but it's very definitely, I hate to say it because it's such a cliche, it's the very often, there's always exceptions, but it often does seem to be the woman's load, that if the woman is working, then very likely we will need more childcare. We will need more help because the reliance isn't often as dependent on the father as it is on the mother.
Yeah, I mean, one of the issues with this is all looking back research, you know, at how the kids have fared. We now live in an age where the smartphone is literally everywhere. So in a few years' time, looking back at today's nine-year-olds, one hesitates to predict what the terrible results might be.
Well, can I just say, I think we will be horrified by the 2020s and children on devices. And I want to say devices rather than phones, because people sometimes say, oh, no, they don't have phones. It's great. And I'm like, yeah, but they're never off their iPads. I'm not sure what the difference is. I think we will look back in horror. I think we will realise this was not good. It was like children smoking in the 60s and 70s, where we knew it was bad, but we didn't really do much because it was culturally acceptable. I think there's going to be a backlash where people realise my child has got into adulthood way too reliant on a virtual world and socially inexperienced and not really able for complex social relationships. So I'm looking forward to the backlash, and I can't wait for more phone-free childhoods.
I'm reading some of the texts here. And most children years ago were brought up, minded, taken care of by a mother at home, and they got on fine. So surely outside of the home is not better. Another one, the parents are leading by very bad example with their phones, as are grandparents, and that is the bottom line. Everybody's on their phone. It all comes down to money, says another. No matter what we do as parents, we get judged. And a final one suggesting, why not state childcare like they have in Finland? And many people would love that model because it would be affordable and it would be standardized and consistent and very beneficial.
This big glorying in the state benefit and, you know, state childcare. Yeah. It would also be homogenous and arguably alienating and would take away the warmth that so many parents have made sure to be involved in their children's lives. And so I'm not, while I believe we need to have all the supports we have to get, sometimes you lose things that you don't expect to lose. And I do think that the emphasis on supporting parents to be able to be at home while they're raising their children is a more important support than to get them all into childcare at 9 months and make sure that that's the way we're going.
Stella, thank you very much for joining us. That's Stella O'Malley, psychotherapist and author of What Your Teen Is Trying to Tell You.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.